I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brooke.
And you're here with us on a Teachers Who Talk Crime
podcast. I got a little vocal there.
Ooh, okay. Yes.
Beyonce moment. I loved it.
All right. Right. Maybe you need to do the singing today.
No. Maybe.
No. Okay. No. Or not.
Okay. So I have to ask.
What?
I saw your locket and it was Queen Charlotte. Yeah. Did we start Queen Charlotte?
I'm done with Queen Charlotte. I'm done.
What'd you think?
It was King George. Look, if you're not trying to hide from the heavens under the bed with me, get out.
Yep, I'll want it.
Get out.
I will tell you.
Like, if it is not you and me.
Between the heavens and the earth.
Like, if it is not you and me, you and goodbye. Yeah. Like, she loved her some King George. She really did.
She loved him.
And she let him be crazy. She was like, he's a little man, so what? He's just my George.
Okay.
I can't even get a sane man to like me, okay? So.
Okay. Yeah. Because she, and even like season two, Antony's season of Bridgerton.
I was like, wait, Charlotte. No, man.
No. Season two of that season with Kate and Antony.
Y'all,
the sister.
Love that.
The younger sister sees George. I don't know if you remember this scene. Like, sees George, like,
having
a moment. And now it kind of all makes sense. Yeah.
Because we heard he was alone, you know. Mm-hmm. But
she
the
loved
way
him.
He was dressed, she loved him. He loved her. He was trying to get better
for
her.
She stood by her man.
She stood beside him. She said, that's my man.
Yep.
And I'm going to stand before him.
She did.
It was real. It was real sweet. It was real sweet. Apparently, I was supposed to cry the last episode. Sorry. Did not cry. Sorry.
I don't think I cried either.
Lugo cried. She said she cried.
Mm-mm. I didn't cry.
I was just like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It was just nice to see them all wrap it up with them back under the bed and staring up at him, you know, coming out of his little trance or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was cute.
Yeah.
It was real cute. So,
I'm glad.
If anybody is trying to hide from the heavens under the bed with me, let me know.
Yeah.
And we can hide together. We could hide.
And then, you know, we're recording super early because, you know, we got to prepare for baby Preston. But part two of Bridgerton about to come out.
It sure is. It's going to be real great. It's real exciting.
And I saw a tweet. From Penelope. Obviously, it was from her real account, though, not Penelope. Mm-hmm. And it was like, somebody had asked her, like, how she's dealing with all of this body shaming that people are, like, sending her, the hate, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, I love being a part of the Perfect Breast Committee. She was like, what do you mean? And she's like, I have perfect breasts. She said, I hope y'all all enjoy watching them in part two. So I'm thinking...
We gonna see her titties!
We might be seeing some titties.
We seeing some titties! You know, Netflix has been getting real crazy with showing off body parts, okay? You remember 365 or whatever it was?
Oh, no. Sex Life? The shower scene?
That one as well. 365, I think it got two parts, three parts. What are that was a good one. What was that movie with Kelly Rowland? There was a little bit of shown in that, too. I'm just like, Netflix. Is this Netflix or Cornhub? Like, what are you doing?
I mean.
What's happening?
I'm telling you.
What are you doing?
Me and James talked about that today. And he was like, you know, women, he's like, men watch corn, right? And he was like, women read it. And I was like, valid
sure
statement. Valid statement. Valid statement, sir. Valid
sure
statement.
Sure do. Child, and I was the fact like, that I have to wait for my friend Bria to finish because we're reading the last ACOTAR book together.
Right. Yep.
And now I'm just reading filler books and they're like thrillers. So they're not giving me. You know, what the ACOTAR series was giving me. So I'm kind of just like listening, you know, just to fit in the time to continue to read, you know, get as many books in this year as possible. But I'm just like, hurry up and read that book because
I started a Colleen Hoover book today. It was just, I cleaned out the nursery And it was part of the books I ordered last summer, and it was the only one I didn't get to. So I was like,
which one is it?
I'm on Ugly Love. So I'm going to read
it. I read that one.
I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to order some more. That's my plan. I was like, no more. I cannot order books until I've read what I ordered last summer, and I only didn't read one. So I was like, I did pretty good.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
So I started it today.
Okay. It's really good.
Yeah.
Really good. Really good. At this point, y'all saw us on TV.
I know y'all did.
Did we look good or did we look bad? I know you're probably looking at me now like, girl, you look crusty dusty. Sure
do. Just want to say that makeup team is welcome to come to my makeup America. Girl. And I will host you any day of the week.
Shout out to my makeup girl because she was the bomb diggity.
She was.
I can't even remember her name right now, but when I remember, girl, I will give you your accolades. I will give you all of the things because I think I look better than I looked on my wedding day on TV. Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I look good.
They did it.
And I look good at my wedding, okay? But I look good-er on television.
They did it.
But I will say when, they was doing little close-ups, I did see some beads of sweat. I saw a little bit. I was perspiring, honey. I was.
You whispered in the mic, I'm sweating.
Now, child, it wasn't a whisper. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm sweating. And they would be like, pause.
And then the team comes out.
Yeah.
We got you, girl.
But it was, how did you like the show? I mean, clearly we're not millionaires.
That's okay. We're millionaires in our hearts.
Yeah, that's stop paying the bills, though.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yes. But yes, that was an experience. Again, Brooke's trying to get me to go on Survivor. It's not happening. Yep. She's going to keep trying. I'm going to keep saying no. There is no might. It's a no for me.
Oh,
I don't even like
Ari
real camping.
Ari rejected me too.
I don't even like real camping. Like, I feel like that's right up Whitney alley. Whitney would have a good time doing that.
Yeah.
You're going to do that one with her.
You're going to do that one with her. And then we'll apply. We need to apply for the Amazing Race.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and then somebody, Miss Ryder. It was Miss Ryder. Miss Ryder sent me a DM. It was on my personal Instagram, so I don't think you saw it. But she was like, y'all need to do the circle, but you need to apply and apply both individually and apply, because you can bring somebody with you.
Yes.
She was like, y'all would crush it.
A fun fact, I applied for the circle once. After season one. They clearly didn't want the girl. But now that they see me on Fox, they might be like, hello.
Hello.
So we'll see.
We need to apply for that one.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you my game plans yet. Not going to give away my secrets. But if you see the girl on the circle, hey.
How y'all doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we've also had our live show at this point.
It hasn't happened yet, so we can't really tell you what. You were trying. You were like, it. Yeah.
Because it could be a complete disaster. But at this point, when you hear this, we've had our live show.
And eventually you will hear the updates because, like Brooke said, we are pumping out recordings before Preston comes.
Yes.
So we don't even know when this episode is being released, honestly.
We don't.
So enjoy this. I still have 4 days of school left. Brooke has been in summer break for probably a month now.
I haven't woken up past 9 o'clock since I got out of school.
Dang. I love you.
Thank you.
That'll be me in a couple days. I'm very excited. Yeah. Even though Skyler and Ari will be like, Mommy, I'm so very hungry. Please.
But last year, you literally had the note cards. You were like, turn knob once. Milk is in fridge. Poor man.
But the stupid milk dispenser stopped working. So I had to throw it away. So I don't have the milk dispenser. Still have the cereal dispenser. So even so, like, they could do the cereal, but I've got to get out of bed to do the milk. So we're going to have to find something to do in the summer so Mommy can still get her sleep. Okay?
Yeah.
Because these girls will not be in daycare. So pray for me. They will not be in summer school.
I have not.
Pray for me.
I haven't been sleeping, though. Like, it's very hard for me to sleep. I got 4 hours of sleep last night.
Wow.
I have what they call, I really thought it was the only person, but TikTok's algorithm, like it algorithms, let me tell you, because I saw a pregnant lady and she was like, things I just didn't expect during pregnancy. And she said, lava throat. And I was like, that's what I have. That's what I didn't know what it was, but it's like literally when I lay down at night to go to bed and it's literally like, feels like lava. It's just right here. It's on fire. It's not heartburn because I don't feel it here. It's not indigestion. It's not anything like that. It's just like, I can just feel just this like burning sensation in my throat. Also, my legs get really restless. Like it feels like there's fluid under my knees and I have to keep moving my legs. Like it is, it's awful. It really sucks. Yeah, I'm not doing well this week.
Maybe I wasn't pregnant long enough to experience all that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know anything of that nature. I don't know no lava throat. I don't know no insomnia. Well, I do know insomnia because I just don't go to sleep. But
yeah. You know, no, this week, pregnancy has decided, hey, all those symptoms that people have told you about, we're going to give them to you all in 1 week. And I'm like, dang. Great. Love that.
Love that for me.
Love that. So, yeah.
Man, yeah. Craziness. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Huh? Okay, get in here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was actually trying to say a sentence there. So we're going to jump into our star teacher because we're doing a teacher story today.
We are. Mm-hmm.
So this has been our star teacher before, but we love her so much.
We sure do.
She's amazing. And it's tit for tat on social media. She shouts us out. We shout her out. But I did choose Miss Jamaica. So her actual handle is Life with Miss Jamaica. Mm-hmm. She has been our star teacher before, but she just dropped her merch line and it is the cutest little merch line ever. All of her merch says, I teach big feelings. Nope. Hold on. Let me get it right. Hold on. I don't want to tell you wrong. Oh, there it is. I teach little people with big feelings.
Mm.
And that's so cute. She has like hats, cups. So we're gonna link that. That's gonna be on there. Also, she works a lot with she worked a lot with Miss Lisa for teacher heart out. Now she's moved over to Get Your Teach On with that national conference. She's doing a ton of cool stuff.
Awesome. Yes. Good. She is just out here
growing her platform. So we love Life in Miss Jamaica.
Yes, go
for it. We are gonna link her merch in our story. Nope, not our story, our show notes. And hopefully you guys can go support her.
Okay, wonderful. All right. Life with Miss Jamaica. Let me get this ready. Was getting a little raspy. Teacher, you're so cool. You're the reason that they come to school. Star teacher.
Yes. She's going to love that.
I hope so.
You did her justice. So. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're going to jump into it. So as Brooke said, we are back again with your craziest teacher stories. So all the stories we tell are the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, everything that encompasses the lovely, wonderful world of education. And speaking of education, have you heard of that that new bill or law that they're passing?
In Alabama?
No, in like the world, like apparently if the Republican president wins, it's called Project 255 or something like that. Can't remember the numbers off the top of my head. They're trying to take away the Department of Education.
They should.
Why?
They should. They should give that back to the states. What's the Department of Education done for you?
I mean, it just seems like a lot of bull caca that they just trying to take away. In all the things, like they're gonna, it's not even.
Well, you
just
didn't
with
finish
education.
Your bullet point. You didn't finish your bullet. Like, keep going. But I do like, agree with it.
It's affecting the Department like, of Title I schools. Like, it's a lot. Education is going to be hit in a way that is not good. Like, and that's just a piece of it. Like, people like part of the LGBTQ plus community are going to be affected. Like women won't be able to have birth control. They won't be able to get abortions. Like it's.
But that has nothing to do with education.
No, but I'm saying that's just like there's an education. Oh. This whole bill encompasses so much. Like education is just one of the many things. That are affected within.
I was like, wait a minute. What?
I can't remember the name. Or Bill turns. I can't remember for exactly what it's called. But like, if that happens, we are doomed.
Okay. I'm going to have to look into that. No, yeah. I have not heard that. I do think though, and this is not one political party or another. It is just, I don't think that the federal government should be making education decisions for the whole United States. I do think it should be state to state. And
I feel like if they were
a
little
bit
more
decisions,
cohesive.
Or if you put people in those positions that actually had education degrees.
Exactly correct. Exactly correct. 100%.
Imagine what could be done.
Yeah. But I feel like the United States as a whole should be on the same page. Like I know there's a bunch of different curriculums, every state, every school district is using a different
one. There's different state testing. We've already talked about that.
If you're going to want us to be all on the same playing field, then we should be all doing the same thing.
Because your kids should be able to have an education in Delaware. If y'all decide to move to Alabama, it should pick up right where they left off.
Exactly
there should be
correct.
No gaps.
Exactly correct. Exactly correct. Yeah. But everybody's doing something different in different orders. It's just...
Yeah.
It's a little bit of chaos. So, you know, maybe get on a good foot with that and, you know, also get people who like know what they're talking about. And
yeah, like have been in a classroom in the last like 5 years.
And, you know,
5 year
not
minimum.
To be in a classroom to just be taught like in kindergarten, elementary school, you know, all those things. Yeah. Like actually be in front of the class teaching, you know?
Yeah.
That would be helpful. But anyway, back to it. So these are your stories and we get to tell them. And if you have a teacher story, please, 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 we want to do this more frequently. So if you have a teacher story, which I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you do. Email us at teacherstalkcrimepodcast@gmail.com. And we would love to share it on our podcast. Just let us know if you don't want us to use your name or where you work. Let us know what to take out. And we will do that because we will respect your wishes. We just want the stories. We want the tea.
Obviously. And we did get one from our last teacher story. Mm-hmm. We got an email.
We did.
So you're listening to us. You're listening to
appreciate
us.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah. Keep them coming, though.
Mm-hmm.
Or just use us for your vent session, you know?
Yeah, that's fine, too.
We're great listeners. Yeah. So let's jump into story number one. Our first story comes from someone we are going to call Caramel.
Oh.
Caramel. Mm. Yeah.
I like that. I like caramel lattes.
Yeah. Do you say caramel or caramel?
I'm trying to think when I go to Dunkin', what I order. I think I say caramel. Can I have a caramel latte with extra caramel? Yeah. Caramel? Can I have a caramel?
No,
I don't say caramel. Mm-mm. Caramel.
What do I say? Because I don't eat... I think I say caramel.
Caramel, yeah. Can I have a caramel latte?
Okay.
Extra caramel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Caramel.
Now the words just starting to sound funny now that we've said it so many times.
Caramel. Like.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway. So we're going to call this person Caramel because she would like to remain anonymous, but felt her story was too good to share and we could not agree more. So with that said, here is Caramel's story. I'm a pre-K teacher, and the other day I unknowingly sat in a puddle of pee. Yes, you heard that right.
Mm.
Apparently, a student who was being toilet trained didn't make it to the bathroom, but she did try. Then, because one paraprofessional was on a break and my other para was running a small group, I went to go sit at the block center to play slash teach slash monitor my hyper boys who like to wrestle one another. I instantly noticed it was wet under me. I smelled urine. And I jumped up and asked one of my paras if any of the kids had accidents that she was aware of. We looked and we weren't able to see any kid who had proof of an accident in their pants. So we were stuck trying to figure out this mystery for 10 minutes in class.
Mm.
Then my other para comes back from the break and says, "Blank is in the bathroom with her shoes off." It was then it all clicked into place and we burst into instant laughter. She went to hide in the bathroom.
Oh,
poor baby. I still smelled like pee for the rest of the day. At least this happened near the end of the day, and thank God. And I swear you can't work at early childhood if you can't handle pee, poop, throw up, and all of the other bodily functions. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't work in early childhood, just saying.
I mean, I was a pre-K teacher for a while, so I just don't think I have the patience for it anymore. Like, I was younger, you know, a little bit more calm, you know, didn't have Skylar or Aurea, so...
Granted, I did have a kid. Was it last year or the year before? Year before. I can't remember. I had a child and she had two accidents in the eighth grade.
We've had a couple this year. But,
yeah.
We've had a couple this year.
You teach third grade. I teach eighth grade.
Yeah, but both. Like.
And the problem is out of embarrassment, she did not want to say anything. But unfortunately, staying in those clothes all day, by the time she got to me,
it was rank.
It was obvious. Everybody it was rank. Knows. And the problem is that's the thing. I teach eighth graders. They're not nice. They're not nice humans.
I mean, and it's starting to get younger and younger, honestly.
And they would be like, "What's that smell?" And I'm like, oh, crap, you know?
I'd be like, dang, there must have been a rat in here. He must have peed in the corner.
I know. Darn. I know. And then I would have to call mom and be like, hey, we really just need to make sure. Like, after the second time we asked mom if, like, maybe she could just, like, put a change of clothes in her locker. Like, there was some underlying issue.
Oh, she was
issue.
The same one who had the multiple times. Got you.
Yeah. Got you. But, I mean, it was really hard because... Again, eighth graders aren't nice.
Yeah.
So at least with this story, you know, you're in pre-K. They're not like picking up on.
That's true. I mean, I will say we recently had an incident. It was like there was a small window in which it could have been. And it did seem intentional because the girls' bathroom there, someone had pooped in the girls' bathroom, but not in the toilet. And not close enough to the toilet that it was like you were trying to, like, get yourself on the toilet. And it also was not, I'm trying not to be disgusting. It was not loose, if you will. And it was a large amount. So we were just like, what happened?
That's a good mystery to have on your hands.
Like, were you just like, it's almost the last day of school? Like, we were just so in awe. Like, what got you here? Because the way we imagined, like, whoever did this literally, like, squatted down and had to sit in a squat position for a while to eject what was found in the bathroom on the floor.
What I have a question about is, how did nobody else walk in? Because if I had walked in and saw this...
Well, I mean, it's in a stall, so I mean...
Oh, okay. So they did... Well, you said it wasn't near no toilet, though.
Yeah, but it was in the stall. It was like the bigger stall. Not the little stall, the bigger stall that, like, is the one, like, if you had a wheelchair, you could go in there and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
So, and that stall is huge. It is ginormous, so...
Okay.
I don't know what that child was thinking, but don't do that again. Thanks.
Yeah. We had a poop bandit 3 years ago. Again, keep in mind, Ashley's story is third grade. Mine is eighth grade. Poop bandit. We literally named the kid.
Oh, but we don't know if it was a third grader. Our building holds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, our building has first through fifth. So we don't know who was in there at that time, if it was a... I mean, granted, first graders wouldn't be down there. That bathroom is for third, fourth, and fifth graders. So.
Okay. Okay.
What are y'all doing?
Still not good.
Not good at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we had a poop bandit.
That's what
we named him 3 years ago. And basically, it got so bad that our principal put locks on all the bathrooms and was like, absolutely not. Like, nobody would go to the bathroom. And there was a child and he would poop. And then he would get it out of the toilet and he would put it on the walls. Yes, he would. Happened multiple times.
Water is.
Do you know how dirty poop is?
Yeah, and I just imagine like it getting under your fingers. Oh, God.
Mm-mm. Oh.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was fun. That was the same year the TikTok trend was going around where you vandalize your school bathroom and like you take something from the bathroom. Yes. Do you remember that? That was that same year. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was fun times.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's jump into story number two. You know, get away from the poo. Okay.
Yeah.
So we all look forward to teacher appreciation, and yet some of us find ourselves more disappointed than appreciated. Child, that is the realest statement I ever did read.
Yeah.
The realest statement. Chipotle, count your days still.
Yep.
Still mm-hmm. count your days because I'm angry with y'all. No one ever answered my TikTok.
Nope.
I'm going to talk to your manager.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pull a Karen.
I sure am because I want my buy one, get one.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We collected a list of real teacher appreciation gifts the administration gave their teachers. I can assure you, no one who worked at these places was appreciated in the slightest. Gift number one, a sheet cake with no message on it. Just a blank white sheet cake with a blue border around it. The teacher who worked here said the central office couldn't even put a message on our cake. There must be no words for their immense appreciation for students.
Silence.
Like at that point, if you're not gonna go hard, don't go hard at all. You know what I mean?
Just don't, like, do anything.
Just forget it. Like, I would feel better if you were just like, we appreciate you. We didn't have the money
but you called Publix and you said, I need a sheet cake. How hard would it also to be like, and put on it blank?
But I've also never seen a blank sheet cake. Like, it. You didn't put no message, no like.
None.
Congratulations. We love you.
No. Happy birthday.
You know something. I would have even laughed more if it said happy birthday. You know what I mean? I would be like, oh, this is funny. They funny this year.
They cheap.
You know,
they like,
you know, at least it would have gave me a little hee hee ha ha funny. Mm-hmm. This is like, what? That seems like blank. You, and I'm buying like, oh, snap, it's teacher appreciating. Let's get a cake real quick. Let's get a cake. That's the only one you got? All right, let me get it and run. That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Gift number two. Speaking of cakes, one administration staff gave teachers a chocolate cake with a message on it. So I guess we're all stepping up from the last cake, but the message read, we love our teachers.
A-R-E. Oh,
like A-R-R.
Like A-R-E.
Yeah, like A-R-E. Oh. Who submitted this? Who did this?
We love A-R-E. Teachers.
We love air. R. Air. What I find ironic is that our administration is supposed to be our leaders and they couldn't even make sure the grammar was correct before serving the cake.
They walked in proud of this too. I can imagine.
They sure did.
Like, here you go.
You know.
Yeah.
And as a teacher, a single teacher at that, dating is probably one of the hardest things because before when I was on the dating apps, which I will never do again, never find me on
that. You said that last time too.
I know, but I'm really done. I'm really done now. I'm done. Either going to meet him in the wild or I'm going to meet him in heaven, okay? That's what it's going to be. Because the way some of these men text, and I'm a pretty educated young lady, you know. I mean, I have my master's in special education, my bachelor's in elementary education. You know, I'm pretty educated. It is the biggest ick for me. Yeah. It is the biggest ick for me. It literally makes me gag. And then I'm just like, am I being too picky? Am I being too picky? And I'm just like, I'm really not.
But we have smartphones. Why are you misspelling words?
Well, sometimes a smartphone's not so smart, just like my smart board in my classroom, okay? Because sometimes I try to type stuff and it'll be like, do you mean put a pat to put
a pat?
And I'm like,
no.
This don't even look like that.
Yeah.
But our and our, that's what we're not going to do.
Yeah.
Or using the wrong there. Or the wrong door. I'm like, bro, are you a third grader?
Might be.
Because, yikes, on tykes, on bikes. Here we go. Gift number three. Well, cake is nice, but have you ever received an email that read, here's to celebrating you and all that you do during Teacher Appreciation Week and beyond. Sincerely, administration. P.S. Here are a handful of songs that I hope bring you a smile. Take your pick and know you matter. Then they proceeded to link the songs like Earth, Wind, and Fire, Gratitude, and Celine Dion, Thank You.
So they got an email.
I'm sorry, y'all. With Apple playlist. Music. You couldn't even give me more than two songs?
You gave me a playlist.
That's not even a playlist. That's not even a playlist. That's two songs.
Hey, kids, we're going to listen to my teacher appreciation gift today. Play.
I can't. That is disrespectful.
It is.
That is disrespectful. Gift four. We are back on food because when in doubt, we all know teachers love food. However, when you give a teacher food, can we at least make sure it isn't expired?
There you go. Yep.
So this school literally bought their teachers Lay's potato chips that were from 2020, 4 years ago, and said, here you go. We appreciate you. You don't. You want me to die.
4 years ago. 4 years. Now, granted, I'm pretty sure potato chips have a long shelf life. Yeah. I'm sure. But here's what you're not going to do. You're not going to lie to me and say that you just went and bought those from the market. Those have been sitting in the back of somebody's closet.
They literally were like, oh, we need to do this. We need
to find something real quick.
Hurry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
Literally. What happened?
Sad. Propaganda and lies.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
Gift number five. Lastly, we end with not food, not sweets, not an email. Nope, this one was truly thoughtful. Not. So this school literally sent teachers a note that read, never forget the important piece you play in the life of every student. Any guess on what was attached to this sweet saying? You won't guess it. A singular puzzle piece. One single piece to a puzzle. No one knows where it came from. That would have been cute if everybody would have had to come together to put the puzzle piece together. But if you
that would have been cute. But then let's make it a game. So then you need to have more attached to this message. Like, are we all meeting in the library and you bring your piece and you try to find a what? No, but you just gave me a piece of a puzzle.
So you telling me you went to Dollar Tree, you bought a puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
And then you were like, let me just stick this on a little piece of bay leather. Now, they're the important piece of the puzzle. They're important piece.
Mm. Yeah.
Keep your puzzle. Yeah. Keep your dollar and 5 cents because you know inflation now.
Yep.
And that money that you could have spent, you know, just do better.
Do better on all of these gifts. Better. They were not appreciation gifts.
I feel like I'm normally hyped for teacher appreciation. I was
very let down this year. Was
not a very
appreciated. They got us shirts, which granted, I knew I was leaving. So I didn't go get my shirt. Because I don't want
Brooklyn,
it.
I didn't want a shirt.
No, you get me a shirt every year. I don't want a shirt. Every year you get me a shirt. I don't want a shirt. And I knew I wasn't coming back. So I was like, you can have my shirt. And then they gave us a clear tote bag. Now, we'll say I took the clear tote bag. And I will tell you why I took the clear tote bag. Because to go to football games here in the South, you have to have a clear bag to carry through security.
Makes sense.
So that I can get on board with. I can use a clear tote bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I don't need your shirt. I don't need your shirt. And I don't need your stale donuts when you told me in an email that breakfast was provided. And then on Friday, they sent out an agenda the week before and they were like, here's all the things that we have planned for you. Friday, it said teachers have duty-free catered lunch.
Mm-hmm.
We all get to lunch. There's no catered lunch. And everybody's sitting at the table and they're like, who's going to email and ask? Like, did we misread it? Did we get it wrong? Well, I was like, I'll do it. Bee-bye-boo. I said, hey, I'm eating for two. Where's my catered lunch? No one responded to my email. Instead, they had our secretary send out a staff email separate from mine and apologize how the catering company got stuck in the storm the day before and could not make it, but it would be rescheduled. Guess what? That's not true. That was a lie. Y'all didn't even have it scheduled because I have worked for a catering company and they don't prep things the day before, like they do it that morning. So they wouldn't have gotten stuck in the storm. And two, it was never rescheduled.
I would say, like, I mostly love teacher appreciation for the gifts from the kids.
Yeah.
And this year, I probably can count on one hand the amount of student gifts I got this year. And I was like, okay, you know. And like, I even had kids like, oh, we forgot it was teacher appreciation. Yeah, me too. Me too.
I Chipotle did get a lot forgot. Of gifts.
Everywhere yeah. forgot, you know, I was not appreciated.
I got like two things of flowers. I got several gifts from kids.
Cute.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
I did get a gift certificate to my favorite Loaded Tea place. So that was fire. Like that a
that
lot.
That is nice.
With a cup attached. I got a nice little cup.
Yeah.
One of those glass tumblers, you know, the new things that are in. I really like that gift. That was a nice one. That was a good one. And then I got a $25 gift card. Just like a regular gift card. So I was like, okay, I like that too.
I like that.
You know?
Yeah. But I will say my accelerated kids typically give me gifts. I don't get a lot of gifts from grade level kids. No shade. Just saying. Just factual.
Yeah.
I mean, I know their parents are the ones that are doing it. And they're like, hey, go take this to your teacher. But yeah, because now that I'm thinking about it, all my gifts were from my accelerated kids.
Shout out to y'all.
Yeah. All right, so story number three. This story was found on Instagram, but it stands out because this is the level of disrespect that we're dealing with in 2024. And not just from students, but their parents too.
I know that's right.
I know. I say this because as a soon-to-be mom, I know that my son will not be this perfect angel, so I do want to mentally prepare myself for the type of parent that I want to be. So when that phone call does come one day from one of his teachers, which I expect that it will because he's half of his father, I want to be prepared. And so this is a text exchange from a parent after the teacher told this parent that their child was throwing wet paper towels at the ceiling in a bathroom and had been caught red-handed.
Oh, I've done that.
So, yeah, well, and that's fine.
I've done that. Okay,
but you got caught.
No,
you got
caught. I've done, like, I've seen it. I have had the same exact conversation with a parent.
Oh.
Last year.
Yeah.
And his mom was like, I was like, yeah, he's going to clean it up. And his mom was like, okay, he will clean it up 100%. I was like, thank you. Because why is you throwing, why is you having a paper towel fight in the bathroom at the end of the day?
That's how the conversation should have gone.
Right.
But that's how the conversation should have gone. That's exactly how the conversation should go. Mm-hmm. And like, I want to prepare myself. Like, my mom told me, she was like, I'm going to believe the teachers. Why they got a reason to lie.
Mm-hmm.
But you as the kid, you got a reason to lie. Mm-hmm. So like, I want to kind of be the same way. Like, are there some bad teachers out there? Yes, absolutely. I'm sure there are. But at the end of the day, Preston's gonna, like, the crayons. You knew that she broke the crayons because you know your child. I mean, you could have been like, nope, she didn't do that. She'd never do that, blah, blah, blah. I mean, but why?
I know my child.
Yeah.
I know my child.
Exactly.
And so, what's a grown adult got to lie on you for?
Exactly. So this teacher catches the child throwing wet paper towels at the ceiling. And the parent then responds with the following message. One, actually, he's not doing detention or cleaning up at school. Y'all got a janitor for that. So I'll see y'all Monday. Miss A left a message on my phone and he's not doing any of the consequences y'all saying he has. IDK, what happened now? My son will not be participating in your consequences or hers since y'all think my son is a janitor. Then she gets no response. She sends back. She goes, relay the message to Miss A. I'll see y'all. Gets no response. Sends a third message. IDGAF, what he did, have your janitor clean it up.
So that means, so that's telling me a number of things. One, you clean up to your child, up after your child at home. That your child don't know how to clean because you just clean up after them. And two, you ain't got no home training and probably your child doesn't either because they're learning from you. The end.
Also, your sentences don't even make sense.
Yeah.
So
I'll see y'all. Like, I'm sorry, we're not friends.
We're not.
I am not your friend.
No.
No.
Yeah. So, and at that point, that's when me as the teacher would forward all these messages to admin and be like, you do with this as you will.
100%. 100%. Because
have a great day.
Mm-mm. Not my problem. Mm-hmm. Not my problem.
So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Our last story of the evening. Last but not least, but we are going back to the grades Brooke could never teach, as she said a number of times, the babies. Okay, so this teacher writes, earlier this year, I was approached by one of my kindergartners in absolute tears. I obviously asked what was wrong, to which she responded, blank just called me a baby. Then I put on my investigation hat and called the other little girl over to talk. I asked her, did you just call so-and-so a baby? The student instantly panicked and said, no, 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 in a loud tone. I can just picture, because that's what the twins do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The little girl then went into explanation mode and said, I said, hey, baby, you know, teacher, like what my mom says to my dad when she calls him and wants him to come over for the night. I couldn't investigate more and told her to go play as I sat there and laughed for the rest of playtime.
So, mommy and daddy don't live together, but mommy still invites daddy over.
Look. look, ma'am. If that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. But baby, don't say, hey, baby, in front of your child, because they are snitches. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, your children tell it all. Child. Your children... Hell
the thing is, is like, I don't even do nothing crazy. They just be like, yeah, mommy, da 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 da. And I'm just like, why people need to know my business? Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, even when I'm in the bathroom. What you doing in there, mommy? You pooping? Can you get out of my business? Oh, it's going to take you a long time in there. You pooping? Go away.
That's so funny.
Go away, respectfully. Wow.
It's kind of like when I was doing a small group and a certain song came on and my kid at the small group table said, oh, we listened to this on my way to pick up my dad from jail. I was like, oh, cool. Glad that's a core memory for you.
Yeah, that's definitely an inside out moment for you, baby. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And the kid beside her goes, oh, well, my dad's dead. I was like, oh.
Do, counselor. Counselor,
counselor,
come talk to these kids. They talking about things that I'm not qualified to give them advice
about.
The minute my kids come up to me and tell me something, I'm like, yup. Type an email to the counselor. So and so told me this. I do not have the qualifications nor the knowledge to respond to this. Please come talk to them. Send.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was our, I think this is our volume 5 teacher
it's
stories.
It's either 5 or 6. I can't remember.
5 or 6.
Just check the title. You know, it's, again, we just crank these babies out. We cranking these babies out before the baby comes. Okay. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. But also we need more. So please send us some more teacher stories.
Yes.
Thank you.
Send them. Teacherstalkcrimepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or you can send it in a DM. Just let us know it's a teacher story. That's fine too.
Yeah, like all caps.
Yeah, like the first thing you type in that message is teacher story. Okay. Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right.
All right, y'all. Well, as always, the bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
So we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.